You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
Eric EZ Zuli in the house, the Hollywood It guy, ready to do it. And if you guys hear my mascot in the background, that's my man Sky over there. We got a cocktail mascot now for the show. So the tweets you hear, she's cheering us on. You know, he's cheering us on actually. And I'll be posting some pictures on my Facebook on Eric Zuli fans. And see Sky's gonna sing along the whole show. It's pretty cool, huh? So you can go to Eric Zuli fans. You can go to Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and we're ready for an awesome show, are we not? We're doing it the easy way, baby. Yes, sir. We got Greg White, awesome rocker, Visa Greg coming on. I'm excited. He's got my partner, and...
Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way.
Had people from the BETs contact us, want us to get involved. We're doing it the easy way all over the world right now. Props to the over 500 people in the last week that's actually contacted us for Hollywood the Easy Way, our group on Facebook. Man, we're having fun. So if you're doing it the easy way, I want you guys to call me today, 914-338-1303, and tell me how doing it the easy way has been beneficial to you. And, you know, maybe a success story or two. And that's how we do. Yes, sir. I'm your man, Eric Easy Zuli, for Easy Way Broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio, powered by WTV Networks. We're having a blast. Hope you guys are ready. So before we get into the show, we're going to pop a quick commercial on from Havana Watches. And then we're going to get started and introduce you to the first segment of the show on Easy Talk.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, what's going on? We're back with Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. We got a great show today. I hope you're ready. So the first guest I want to introduce you guys to, his name is Greg Smith with GCS Entertainment, in associations with Verizon Wireless, Charter, Long Beach Ashes Public Television. My partner, I just came aboard as a co-executive producer of a new show called Step to the Mic. If you're an artist out there, you need to step to the mic. Right, Greg?
Yeah. Hey, what up, E?
Hey, brother. How you doing, man? How you feeling?
I'm good, my brother. Good to talk to Big Easy. How you doing?
Oh, man, we're doing it the easy way, baby. So make sure you got good signal because I can hear you on your cell phone there. Make sure you're standing on your head or doing whatever body movements you got to do to have the best quality on the show here so people can hear you. But, hey, real quick, man, just tell my listeners a little bit about yourself and who you are, Greg, and what your company's about.
Okay, thanks, E. First, I want to commend you, man. You're doing an excellent job. To all your customers, can you hear me, bro?
I hear you fine.
Oh, okay. I just want to say, man, it's great to meet you, man. My name is Greg Smith. I run GCS Entertainment. People can get information at GCSENT.com. I'm also the CEO and founder of a foundation called Believe Foundation in South Central Los Angeles. I'm a TV guy. I am a musician, and I am the head of a nonprofit, and I'm very excited to make an announcement to all your fans out there, man, that we've just connected with GCS Entertainment in the easy way. We're developing a few television shows, as you already shouted out. We're actually pertaining to creating new avenues for people who want to create their own television shows and they need to get an outlet. We at WeTV and GCS Entertainment have an excellent outlet for anyone that has movies, documentaries, television shows, any type of web-based series that they want to get on a network, on a real television network. Through my association and me being a content provider, I can get anyone that has a quality-based shot television show or documentary or film airtime on a major network with a partnership with Verizon and Charter, Channel 32 and Channel 41. So with that said, I'm very excited about partnering up with Eric with the WTV and getting his new TV show on this network and some other things that we're getting off the ground.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. And did you just call my company WeTV? Who the hell is WeTV?
WTV, my friend, easy way, man. Your TV station, my brother, my bad.
I'm just playing with you, brother. Yeah, we're doing it the easy way. And, you know, we do have a we in it. We like to help people. So I guess that works. WeTV. I'll change my name just for you.
That's right. That's right, man. It's funny how you said that, man, because since I've met you, dude, you know, you've really come across as a very helpful gentleman. You know, it's funny. I want to tell your audience how we met. We was at an event in South Central Los Angeles, and my father has a church in L.A., and there was a major fundraiser going on across the street, and I was invited to the fundraiser. And after the fundraiser, I was able to sit back and observe how the fundraiser was being ran. I was very impressed. But out of the corner of my eye, I saw this tall brother, this tall Caucasian brother just making stuff happen. And, you know, I was just watching him work, and I was like, that cat is off the chain. So I was like, you know, let me just stand back and watch. And through the conversation, you know, that's how you and I met, because I gave him my card. He gave me his card. He ran back and started working, and I was like, I need to connect with this guy. And ever since I've connected with him, he's been helping me. I've been helping him. And, Eric, I just want to say, commend you, bro, because it's hard to let people in your circle. But since you've let me in your circle and I've let you in mine, we've already accomplished some major, major accomplishments, man, major. And that's what your fans are going to find out about really soon.
Yeah, you're definitely right, man. I want to go a little bit deeper, though, brother. I want to go a little bit deeper. Before you met me, what were you telling me that you did?
That's great. Well, what I did, you know, I run a nonprofit, and part of our vision at the Believe Foundation, we're trying to build a performing arts school in South Central. And we're running a nonprofit is very hard. You got to raise money, and it's very taxing, and you really have to pray a lot. So with that said, I also was doing television and running a major talent show in L.A. I had one of the largest talent shows in L.A. at one particular time, and I was dealing with a lot of people that were doing a lot of backbiting and just, you know, cutthroat, and, you know, it just got really messy, right? So I just, you know, turned to what I've been brought to is to pray and ask God, give me some guidance, God. Let me just chill and relax. And as my mama say, let go and let God. Give me somebody that I can trust, that I can partner up with to bring all my resources to, and where we can actually work together in unity, in unison, and make something happen with our brands, because I'm a brand guy, and I wanted to get with another person that's a brand person, and that's actually what I've been praying for. So I just sat back, and then lo and behold, I just happened to go to this fundraiser. My dad, you know, is a minister in South Central. He said, Greg, you need to be there, and then that's how we connected. But it still took a little time for us to learn each other, and since we've learned each other and found out that we both are God-fearing people, that we trust in our spirit-filled soul, that, you know, sometimes you just got to listen to God, because you can't force a lot of things. Sometimes we keep forcing it, and it don't work. Sometimes you just got to sit back. You know, my mama said, just sit back and listen. And that's what I was in the point of, just listening, when Eric and I had met. And after that, I was like, this is a cat. Let's make it happen. we've been doing a lot of stuff just on emails and, man, let's connect, let's make this happen. You know, we don't need no lawyers. We're God is our lawyer. You feel me?
Oh, totally, without a doubt. And you know, what's also funny, guys, is Greg was not actually supposed to be, and this was actually an event to help kids improve their dropout rates and improve their grades. And it was in the South. I mean, this was like in the heart of South Central, not the best area.
Right.
And Greg's father owns a church across the street. And actually, he wasn't even supposed to be at that event. He saw something going on. He saw God told him to go to that event. And he walked over to that event just to check it out. And I happened to be running around like a chicken with my head cut off doing my easy thing. We just happened to just meet. God put us together. It was amazing. But now, Greg, let's talk a little bit about after God put us together, what are you and I doing right now? Within what amount of time?
Within 30 days, within 30 days of us meeting, my life has turned a complete circle of like moving forward. You know, since I've kind of like opened up and let God and realized that I can't control anything, I just got to, you know, trust in God, things have been like moving expeditiously, like extremely fast, where I'm sitting here like, oh my God, look at all this stuff coming at us. But, you know, it's all good because, you know, we're now developing a huge talent showcase that's going to be huge in L.A., one of the best in L.A. We're also establishing the relationship with our networks as far as being able to get shows on television, which Eric is actually being listed as the host of the new Step to the Mic television show. We're also in talks right now with another major brand about developing their television show, and these people are huge. They're already connected. You know, Eric has already hooked me up with a pioneer in the music industry. You know, he's actually kind of like brought me to the table of this gentleman, Mr. Ernie Singleton, who's like signed everybody. He's got, I think he was really behind MCA and Guy and all. I mean, I looked up to Ernie Singleton, and here Eric is trusting in me and said, man, we need to connect with Ernie. Now Ernie has the opportunity to come in and help our brand with Step to the Hand with all that talent. That's right, I said it. All that talent. You guys got to be on the lookout for this talent show. It's going to be the best talent show in Los Angeles, in Orange County, in Burbank. We're taking a tour. We're going to go international with it, and we're going to get it on television. I've been actually in a position where I had a television show, greenlit for Dick Clark's production company, and things came in the way. You know, things happen, but you know what? You got to get back up. When stuff happens, don't give up. Just get back up. That's right. I like that. Don't give up. Get back up and make it happen. So anyway, in the course of 30 days, man, me and Eric have been making some moves that you would not believe. So, Eric, I just want to commend you, my brother, because like I said, we've been making it happen, do a majority of it over the phone and phone conferences. So I just want to commend you, Eric, for allowing me to partner up with you.
All day, man. No, definitely, and I appreciate it. And talk a little bit about the Believe Foundation, what the Believe Foundation is about.
Okay. The Believe Foundation is a nonprofit organization. Everybody can go to BelieveFoundationUSA.org. It's been put on my heart to create, you know, just a little history on me. Being a musician and being in the music business for a lot of years, it brought it to my attention that, you know, arts is something that I should be a part of. So with that said, to make a long story short, I created the Believe Foundation with some other partners of mine, and these people are well-connected in the Hollywood industry. I'll give you one name, Mr. Michael Bearden, who's a real good friend of mine. You might have seen him in the Michael Jackson's movie, This Is It. He's a board chairman. He's a great musician. I mean, he's one of the head musicians for the UN, United Nations. He's on a new TV show with Jamie Kennedy. Anyway, this brother met me and my other partner, Dr. Daniel Walker. He saw my heart. He heard what I was trying to do in the community, which is build a performing arts school in South Central. And then he took it upon himself to say, I want to be a board chairman. I'm going to make something happen. So the Believe Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 where our mission is to build performing arts schools in L.A. and then build them in Chicago and build them in Atlanta, and then also provide after-school music programs and television and film programs to kids in the underserved community. Being a product of the underserved community, meaning I grew up in the hood, South Central L.A., parts of the Crips and the Bloods. I was part of that whole fiasco. I've been shot. You know, I went to Washington High School, one of the most gang-infested schools in L.A., and I survived. you know, play pro football, play football. You know, I've accomplished a lot, but my mission is to give back to the kids in the community and build a performing arts school. And it's funny, that's how Eric and I met, because I was doing something that I love to do, which is be involved around kids. And I saw this big event going on across the street at my dad's church, bunch of kids running around, and I saw all the people and the celebrities. I was like, what's going on? So I just moseyed on across the street, and that's how we connected.
There we go, boy. Yep, you're right. So, hey, All right, thank you, Greg. I want you to stay on the show. You guys want to do another quick commercial break? When we come back, we're bringing Carla Simpson, who actually is the founder and the starter, the creator of the EOTM Awards, Entrepreneurs on the Move, baby. We are entrepreneurs, and we're on the move. We'll be right back.
That's Celebrate right. Entrepreneurs' Biggest Night, live from West Hollywood, California. The 2013 EOTM Awards, Sunday, August 4th at the beautiful Pacific Design Center. Red carpet and celebrity-studded awards show highlighting all things entrepreneurship. Nominees and presenters scheduled to attend: Bruce Valanche, Vara Abraham, Tammy Roman, Jake Short, Carlin Jeffrey, Adam Barta, Matt Martin, Eric Zuli, Latoya Luckett, Jasmine Brand, Christian Keys, Mary Marrow, Vincent Ward, Josh Feldman, CeCe Perkinson, Cynthia Manley, Fawn, Chili Moe, Mimi Foss, Dawn Lee Heising, Jared Masters, Macy Bookout, Barbara Niven, and many more to be confirmed. Performances by Billy Lord, Adam Barter, Chioki Damachi, Leon, Ron Anthony with Don Cannon, and more. Win tickets by tweeting hashtag EOTM Awards, hashtag Think Entrepreneur.
Yes, sir. So that's the EOTM Awards, and we have Miss Carla herself on the show. Do it the easy way, Carla. Are you there?
I am. Hey, Eric. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Carla, thank you for having my back my whole life. That's why you're on.
Yes, what's up? I love you.
Yeah, you know, I want you guys to know I've known Carla for probably close to five, almost going on 6 years. She's got a really cool movement called the EOTM. She's been doing EOTM radio, EOTM TV. EOTM stands for Entrepreneurs in the Move, EOTM PR. And Carla is a brander. She knows branding. And she started this thing maybe close to 4 or 5 months ago, it looks like, this EOTM Awards. And when it started out, we're talking about the Nokia Center. That was the first the Nokia Club, I'm sorry, close to the Nokia Center. That was the first movement that she was doing. And now it's expanded into the Pacific Design Center with pretty much every A-lister you can think of, it sounds like. The EOTM Awards seems to be really popping, Carla. Congratulations
yes,
on your success.
Is.
So talk to us.
I'm definitely, number one, I want to pay homage to you. You're doing some awesome, awesome things for the, you know, entrepreneur community. You're the bomb, and I'm definitely happy and appreciative that me and you linked up. You know, what's that thing that, you know, as far as of like minds and just surrounding yourself around people that are doing some great things. And I think, you know, I was listening to your interview with Greg, and I'm like, yeah, everything happens for a reason, and there's a reason why we were aligned together. So just wanted to put that out there.
I know you just nominated I'm sorry, and please continue and talk to us all about everything you're doing, but I know you just nominated Greg, actually, for being the producer, director for the Step to the Mic, and you nominated the show Step to the Mic. We appreciate that. And actually, I'm going to pop Greg in really quick so you guys can say hi to each other. Greg, meet Carla. Carla, meet Greg.
Hey, Carla.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm good. Hey. I'm good. Nice to meet you.
Likewise. And I want to commend you, Carla. You're doing a great thing for the kids and people in the community. Excellent.
Thank you. Thank you. The funny thing about EOTM is that, like, we launched it back in 2007, we launched it as a means to be able to support entrepreneurs, of course. And then that acronym, EOTM, used to stand mostly for Employee of the Month. So I hated that. I'm like, okay, let's do Entrepreneurs on the Move instead of Employee of the Month. So it's so funny.
Right.
Because Entrepreneurs or Employee of the Month used to be the number one acronym for EOTM, but now it's Entrepreneurs on the Move. So that's cool. That's pretty cool.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
We wanted to pay homage to individuals that are doing some awesome things in business, and we wanted to do an award show that was a little bit different. We wanted to, considering our company came from new media, we wanted to honor a lot of individuals that had startups under new media, like with the different web series and online blogs and all this new media stuff. So we kind of intertwine mainstream media with new media, and we're putting it all together. We're honoring these people on one award show. So that has never been done, and that's definitely big. And the whole entrepreneur movement is why I believe that it's really taken off the way it has, because, you know, it's a positive thing, you know.
Right.
I'm not saying that the other award shows out there aren't positive. They are. Well, some of them are. But this is definitely that entrepreneur spirit, you know, that feeling or that something inside of almost all of us, you know, that's like trying to just break out. You know, and it's helping people see that their true selves, I think. So I'm excited. I definitely am. I've been an entrepreneur all my life, and it's a beautiful thing to get so much love from individuals and new media as well as mainstream. So, and for it to be our first show, it's definitely awesome. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited, and I really thank you for the, you know, the opportunity for my little step to the mic being nominated. You know, it's really a milestone for me, because, you know, I've been at this for a long time, and actually had one of the best talent shows in L.A. at one particular time, and when all the sharks started coming out and copying in and putting a dirty name on the talent shows, I had to take a break and step back and kind of like reinvent the brand. And that's what I was talking about, Eric, when I just sat still for a minute and asked God to connect me with the right people this time around before I get back out there. And he answered my prayer by connecting me to Eric, and next thing you know, he's connecting me with you, and, you know, you're able to see what I'm doing, and, you know, I'm nominated for an award. I'm like,
That's what Eric does. He knows how to put things together and network, true networking. And I have to say that, Eric, really quickly, in regards to, like, understanding how to network effectively. We see so many different groups on Facebook and all over the internet, and what people do, especially Facebook, they don't know how to network effectively. And like with Eric's group, Hollywood Easy Way, you know, he's definitely not wanting individuals to necessarily just post and leave. Network with each other. Get to know each other. These are great people in the industry that can do stuff for you. Don't just blatantly post something and run. And I hate that too. And I think that, you know, people really need to take a step back and look at what they're doing and, like, okay, it's not effective. If you track your day-to-day marketing and what's working and what's not, you know, they would see that. So I think that there's a lot of individuals that want to be entrepreneurs and doing, they want to do their own thing. But, you know, some of them just need that basic, you know, so that basic training, those simple things, and understanding how to network effectively.
Right, how to network, right. And it's funny because Eric has it. He's done it. He's doing it. And, you know, I also look at it as a way of paying it forward. You know, it's really coming.
Exactly.
You know, it's amazing, because that's what it's really all about, is paying it forward, blessing somebody else, and your blessing will come. Don't do it out of spite, but just do it, and then just let, like my mama say, let go and let God. Because, you know, if you pay it forward, you'll get it back. Just don't do it, you know what I mean?
And can I say something
for the wrong
reason? Thing before I forget, now today is the last day to nominate someone for the EOTM Awards. And if you go to EOTMAwards.com, you'll be able to look at the different categories, look at some of the nominees, and all that great stuff. But there's a fee schedule for some of the nominations. However, for anything entrepreneurial, it's a free nomination. So people still have time to go to EOTMAwards.com and nominate some of these people that you will see doing some great things. It's a free nomination. Only thing you have to do is go there, fill out the form, and submit it by 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time tonight, and then they would be, you know, in the running for our Entrepreneur of the Year Award, or there are some other categories under entrepreneurship. So I want to encourage anybody that's listening to this show that may know someone. The person can even own, like, a mom and pop corner store, but, you know, as long as they're an entrepreneur and they're doing things, definitely go and nominate them. It's a free nomination.
Right.
Now,
it's a free nomination.
I want to ask Carla, I want to point out, guys, as far as nominations, you're talking about people like Charlie Sheen, Mayor Antonio Villagrosa, One Direction, Eva Mendez. I mean, there's tons of great nomination. Carmen Electra. There's a lot of big people that are on there. But as far as that goes, Carla, I've had a lot of questions. What is the possibilities, or how exactly does it work as far as people getting the award, and how does that system go? What are the dates? I know you've been announcing it, but we have our following, and people have wondered about what's the system of how do people win. And how are you different from a lot of other award shows?
Okay. Well, number one is it's definitely not a popularity contest. To break down really quickly in regards to the voting process, what happens is we email, like when a person gets nominated, we email them and their people the nomination process and the voting process. So they have other information, and we look at 15%. We take 15% of the vote from the nominee's fan base and what's going on in social media in regard to their particular nomination. So we encourage the nominees to go out and tweet their awards nomination and retweet and have their fans do stuff and their marketing team post and just show support for their nomination. We take 15% of the vote is a tally just from that. The other 85% is tally from our voting committee. And these are people that are in the industry, they're industry tastemakers, and we come together and we screen the films or we read the books, and we just come together and we vote on who we think should win. And it's definitely not a popularity contest at all. And that was one of the main things that we wanted to differentiate from other award shows, that it's not that. It's not about the popularity, it's about the true talent. So Eric is on our voting committee. And, so he understands, the fairness of it and how it's different. But, 15% of the vote comes from the fan base and, seeing how the nominees can get their fans involved and pull all that together to create a really positive campaign for them. And then the other 85% comes from the team. The nominations close today at 6 p.m., June 14th. And then what will happen is on the 21st of June, we will announce the top four in each category. And it will be announced actually on my show, Carla D's eBuzz, on www.eotmradio.com. So it will airs June 21st at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, EOTMRadio.com. So you can definitely go there and just click so you can have a reminder. They'll send you a reminder on the show and all of good stuff. But we'll also post it in the official press releases and stuff as well.
Let me throw something. I want the listeners to really realize this. The two people that are on the show right now, you got someone that created a show that's currently airing on Channel 41 and Channel 32 and is going to be – I can't even say what's going to be happening, but we're throwing some Easy Way flavor into this Step to the Mic show. And you're talking about a show that's dedicated to helping talents, helping, just really helping artists. But we also have the All That Talent that we're doing, which is exactly what it's called, All That Talent, which is entrepreneurs, which is producers, which is magicians, which is artists, which is dancers, which is producers. And we're looking for all that talent. You also have someone that's the creator and the founder of something that it's a very big award ceremony. It's blowing up. I don't know how many seats can the Pacific Design Center hold, Carla?
Well, the thing is this, it's crazy, Eric, because it can only hold 400 people. So we've already allocated out 200 tickets to our media people and our nominees that were invited and their guests. So it's, and it was kind of a crazy thing the way it happened from leaving Club Nokia where it sat, where it was Fit 2000 to the Pacific Design Center. But we wanted to create that demand, instead of doing it with thousands of people, create that demand, 400 seats. Everybody wants to be there. Everybody can't be there. Definitely right. Next year it'll be larger. But then also we're doing a lot of pre-show festivities throughout the city that weekend as well. So it's just crazy because we only had like 200 tickets to sell. And all of them are, I want to say, we looked at the numbers, but it was like maybe 75 left. And we just started actively selling them like yesterday, actually last night, about 10 p.m. So
you go, girl.
Yeah.
I'd really like to see something happen with Step to the Mic and the EOTMs. And you never know, guys. You never know what the magic is going to happen when you when you do things. And thank you for plugging my group, by the way, Carla. That's Hollywood, the letter E, letter Z, Hollywood the Easy Way, guys. It is a free group to submit to join. And I want to really point this out. This is not a group that everybody gets to be approved. We've had over 10,000 requests. And this is real numbers. We've had over 10,000 requests in a matter of about 6 months ever since we started that group. And there's only not even 3,000 members. There's a reason for that. We do a very, very extensive research program on who wants to get involved. And it's really about who people are and what they're doing for others. So I just want to point that out. You guys, this is Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcast. And before we let you go, Carla, we got to bring our next guest in, which is one of your nominees, Rita Gray from NBC's Betty White's Off Their Rockers. And, man, these girls are off their rockers. Woo, it's going to be a lot of fun. What do you want to say in closing, Carla?
Well, definitely, Eric, keep doing your thing. I'm so proud of you, and I'm just so happy to have you in my circle. You're so positive and doing some awesome things. And then, of course, Greg Smith, I'm looking forward to meeting you. And
likewise.
Congratulations on your nomination as well as your show. And then your listeners, definitely stay connected to all things EOTM Awards. It's definitely a great movement, and we're looking forward to doing this event year after year after year after year. Visit www.eotmawards.com and follow us on Twitter, EOTM Awards.
Yes, sir, guys.
Thank you, Carla.
Go ahead, Greg.
I'm still listening, though. Thank you, guys.
I just want to say thank you, Carla. You're such a blessing to all of us entrepreneurs who are out here trying to make it happen. And I want to say to all of Eric's Easy Ways fans, I love you. I love Eric. Thank you, Eric, for believing in the brother and giving me a shot. If anybody wants to see the great trailer, the sizzle reel for Step to the Mic, you can go to steptothemic.com. steptothemic.com. Or you can hear the Eric Easy Way. He's got it somewhere on one of his sites right here.
Yes, sir. I'm a producer, man. We've been doing the Easy Way, throwing the Easy Way magic, and I'm hosting on this thing. I'm bringing all my friends.
That's
we're doing
right.
the Easy Way, baby. All right, guys. So thank you so much. We'll be right back. This is Easy Talk on Easy Way Broadcasting. We appreciate Blog Talk Radio for featuring this show on the homepage. When we come back, we got a special contest for y'all. A special contest. We're giving away an iPad. We're giving away things. We're giving away special celebrity shout-outs, tickets. It's going left and right. In fact, I don't know, Carla, maybe we can give away a couple tickets to the EOTM Awards. Maybe. I don't know.
I got four tickets for you people. Four tickets.
Four tickets for the people,
right.
guys. So when we come back, it's going to be hot. Do not miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. The Easy Way. We'll be right back.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric EasyZuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure.
Yes, sir, guys, as I promised, we got the one and only Rita Gray. This girl is off her rocker. Hanging out with anyway with and I don't know if you guys don't know, make sure you check out the show June 25th. Coming up real soon here, Off Their Rockers, Betty White's friend, Rita Gray. We're doing it the Easy Way, baby. It's a lot of fun. Here we go.
Today's guest on Easy Way Broadcasting is hip, sexy, and ready to party with the senior pranksters starring on the NBC hit series Betty White's Off Their Rockers. Welcome our guest on Easy Talk, Rita Gray.
though?
What's up, Eric?
Hey, you sound crisp and clear. You listen to me? I'm just kidding, guys. She's in the studio with us right now, actually. So you're looking hot, girl. You got your style going on. Your haircut. Props to your stylist. Man, I can't wait to do the show with you. Congratulations on your success. And the show is coming out June 25th, baby. What time?
At 8. Well, it's actually going. It's really, we've been going on for all year, and then we've been on hiatus for a couple of months. So we're actually coming back on June 25th at 8 o'clock. They're going to do a previously aired show at 8, and then at 8:30 they're going to do a brand new episode.
Ooh, a brand new episode. I like it. Lots of fun. What's the episode about?
Well, as most of the viewers probably know, we are pranksters, so we go around pulling pranks on people. So I can't tell you what the pranks are, or it won't be funny when you see it.
Oh, so you guys are like a baby boomer punked.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Most of my pranks usually involve me hitting on some 20-something-ish young man, which is always lots of fun. What can I tell you?
Really? Okay. So the show's been airing for a while. What do you think your favorite prank of the season has been?
Well, one of my favorite pranks, I walk up to a young guy and I say, I'm taking a survey and I'm actually signing a petition and I need you to sign it to fight identity theft. And I just need you to give me your name, your phone number, your social security number, your ATM number, your ATM password. And the poor kid just like, what? And I keep pressing him, and finally I just say, well, obviously, if you won't give me this information, you are part of the problem. You are part of identity theft. And he was so upset, this poor kid.
Ouch.
And he was like, my mom always told me to be nice to my elder. And then he realized, oh, I don't want to call you old. And he just was totally frustrated.
Wow, so this prank thing, these prank shows, Who Gets the Last Laugh, Punked. I know there's another show, Now You Got Off Their Rockers. That seems to really be getting hot.
Oh, yeah, and ours is the twist because most young people don't want to be rude to older people. So they try to be nice to us, but some of the things we do aren't necessarily nice. I had one guy that I was dressed like a nun, and I was with another lady dressed like a nun. We were out on the beach. This guy comes walking by with no shirt on, and I say, oh, you think you are all that with no shirt on? Honey, I've seen better muscles than that. He was so upset. He went off, and we have to have them sign a release to be on the show. And so when they revealed that it was a prank, he wouldn't sign the release. And he said, I don't want my mother to see me cursing out nuns. Which he did.
Oh, man. Wow. So that one never aired. That's like a one that they signed.
Never
the
to be seen. Never to be seen. But most people are very nice and very kind to us, and regardless of how strange what we do to them, for the most part, they just kind of go, what the what? You know? But the show is really about the reactions of the people that we're pulling the pranks on.
Have you ever pulled any pranks on any younger demographics, any kids or anything like that?
Our target demographic is 18 to 25. So they have to be at least 18. Occasionally we've gotten some younger, but their parents have to sign with them. And occasionally we get some older, but our target is 18 to 25.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And we also want to thank Chili Mo for doing this introduction. I actually did meet Aretha Gray at the American Society of Young Musicians event. We brought the Power Rangers out. It was a toy drive. It was awesome. She was looking all fly on that red carpet. You guys can actually go to the Easy Show, letter E, letter Z, theeasyshow.com, and look for that episode. You'll see Aretha Gray doing her thing on the carpet. But we never really talked at that event. We exchanged cards. We talked like real briefly. She was too much of a star to talk to me.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
I'm just kidding.
You're the star. You're the star, Eric.
Ah, no. Well, thank you. It's not about. I always say though, it's not about easy. It's not about me. It's about the movement. It's about the brand. It's about the easy way, which makes everybody a star. But so we had a blast, guys. It was awesome. But, you know, Chili Mo actually put us on the phone. We appreciate that. Make sure you follow him, Chili_Mo. And now we're off the rockers the easy way today on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Radio, Easy Talk. This has been everywhere, man. And also, guys, we're going to be putting some real cool exclusive pictures. We appreciate this, Retha. She gave us some exclusive pictures never before seen of the show. We'll be blogging, so make sure you stay tuned for that. So, Retha, tell us about yourself. How did this start? You know, why did you want to get into acting? Just give us the story.
Well, I did my first play when I was 6 years old. There were no speaking parts. The teacher narrated, and I was the only one who had any quote-unquote lines. I was the Wicked Witch, and I laughed. And the moment I went, and the audience broke into applause, I said, oh, I want to do this.
Can you do that again? Can you do that again? I want to record it so I can use it as an MP3.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah. Go for it. I love it. Oh, wait, where's my clapping sound? Okay, go ahead.
So I decided that's what I wanted to do. I love the applause and the laughter and the stage. And so from then on, I said I was majoring in theater, which did not make my family happy because they were like doctors and lawyers and teachers. And it's like, no, you got to be a doctor. But I persisted, and so I always studied acting. I went to LACC, and I did a USO tour with them just before the end of the Vietnam War, which was awesome, and got into acting in the 70s. I did a cult classic black exploitation movie, which was called Welcome Home, Brother Charles at the time. It's currently released as Soul Vengeance. And at the time, there wasn't even VCRs at the time. So I never imagined that from 1974 to 2013, this film would still be alive. So you can actually, and don't go buy it though. Don't buy it. There are parts of me exposed in that film that I don't want to talk about. It was the 70s. But at any rate, I mean, yeah, it's a typical 70s blaxploitation movie, but it is a cult classic. And I stayed in the business for a while. Then I went into casting in the 80s. My company was called Gray Images, and I did extra casting for movies like Baby Boom, TV shows like Frank's Place. Did that for about 8 years. I want to give a shout out to all my wonderful extras that worked for me all those years. And I'm amazed because every once in a while I'll run into somebody that used to do extra work for me. And then in 1991, I walked away from the business. I just was burnt out, I guess. I walked away in 1991. And eventually I became a minister and a missionary. I've traveled to Africa, Central America, and the United States, and mainly Skid Row, downtown Los Angeles. I worked at the Los Angeles Mission. And then in about 2007, my circumstances changed, and I needed to get a job. And I said, oh, what do I do? And I realized, oh, I act. That's about the only thing I really do. So I went back into acting. And since then, I've worked on a few shows, and a couple of years ago, I got my big break on Betty White's Off the Rockers.
Excuse me? A few shows? Okay, you've been appearing in Three's Company, you've started Soul Vengeance, more like a dozen shows, and now you're on Betty White's Off the Rockers on NBC of all sorts. I mean, you guys can IMDb or see the whole resume. There's a lot more, but... Three's Company is not you got to give it a little bit more oomph than that. I give you permission to brag. Come on. Go ahead, girl. Okay.
Well, Three's Company was fabulous. I was extra most of the time, but I was a series regular. So when they were in the Regal Beagle, I'd be in the background, and every once in a while I'd say a line. If they had a party at their house, I was like one of their friends, so I'd get to come to the party, and I'd have a line or two. So I worked on the show about 3 years of the series. And it was great working with John Ritter and Joyce DeWitt. All of them. All of them were absolutely fabulous. I worked with all the Chrissies. They were fabulous to work with.
I bet. So, and Jack, you know, the guy that plays Jack Tripper, you guys, are you friends? I mean, like, let's talk about some of your celebrity friends that that you've come in contact with. So I always like to talk about the networking, like we were talking about with Carla. You know, you go to these projects, but how much are you utilizing and resourcing the opportunities that you get?
Well, see, that's just it. In my first half of my career, back in those days, I wasn't a good networker. I didn't get it. I, you know, they've always said it's not what you know, it's who you know. And I just didn't get it. And so I didn't really network the first half of my career. Matter of fact, can I tell you a story?
Please. We love stories.
When I was going to LACC, I went to school with Mark Hamill, who of Star Wars fame. And Mark hadn't done any of his TV shows then. He wasn't famous. He was just a kid like me going to LACC. And I had such a crush on him. He was so cute. I mean, Luke Skywalker was Luke Skywalker before the movie. And he was just adorable. So I would kind of wait right outside the building to ambush him because we had a health class together. And I'd walk to health class with him. And I guess he kind of figured out I had a crush on him. And he said to me one day, you know, Aretha, I only date girls who are well-connected. Now, at the time, I was devastated on many
levels. Oh, really?
I was devastated because I wasn't connected to anybody. And then years later, I came to appreciate what he was saying because Mark was really a nice guy. He wasn't being mean. He was just being honest. He knew how to network. Now, I don't think he ever dated girls he didn't like just to be connected. But as the old saying goes, it's as easy to fall in love with a rich man as it is a poor man. And he knew how to network. And I wish I had understood what he said to me then, and I could have utilized it much better, because it is all about networking. I just took a seminar on going from casting to just being booked. And it's about who you know. The casting process is there, yes. I did get I got Betty White's Off Their Rockers through the casting process. But it's a lot easier, like when a friend of mine is the writer-producer of Hidden Valley, the movie, and he just says, Aretha, I've got a part for you. It's about networking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have a couple of wonderful stories about that movie, but I won't say it on air because I'm a nice person. so that's cool. It sounds like a really really unique story, and you know that I've been promoting, and we do. It sounds like that was a pretty messed up situation you kind of talked about there. Go ahead.
Well, it was at the time, but it really was a great learning opportunity. I wish I had learned earlier.
It sounded like you definitely learned from that experience.
I did. As a matter of fact, I saw Mark last year at Comic-Con, and I only saw him from a distance, and I waved and said, oh, Mark, we went to school together. He acted like he acknowledged me, so I believe he remembered.
Oh. Well, what about, do you have any like growing up experiences that were like, you know, messed up in your life that might have happened and you learned from?
Well, to be honest, I was one of those people in my young life where I got caught up. It's hard in Hollywood. Hollywood will chew you up and spit you out if you let it. And I kind of got caught up. I got into drugs and alcohol. And at one point, I found myself on crack cocaine. And my grandmother used to get mad and tell me, don't tell people that story because that's not true. You weren't on drugs. No, I hid it very well. I was a very functioning drug addict. And it was only by the grace of God that I survived that time period in those years. And actually, I was in a crack house one night, and I got tired. I went in the back bedroom, and I turned on the TV. And there was a Christian television program on. And I didn't turn it on because I'm not the kind that turns on preachers and starts laughing or anything. And I swear to this day, I tried to change the channel, and I couldn't. And I ended up watching this show, and this guy preached Jesus like I had never heard it before. And I had been to church, but I had never heard Jesus really preached. And I watched the show. The next night I came back in, I actually ended up watching the show, the same show, but the next night of the same show. And I did that for about three nights. And then I got scared, and I said, I think God's trying to tell me something. So I went home, and thank God I still had a home to go home to. And I stayed at home for a few days. I watched TV, and I saw another show called The 700 Club. And Ben Kinslow said, come put your hands on the TV and say this prayer with me. I did. I was instantly delivered from crack cocaine. Went back to my boyfriend and put my hand on my hip and shook my head and said, it's me or the crack. And he said, the crack. And I left. And I have not looked back. God has walked me out of that situation. And I would love to say that I was just, I woke up the next day and I was perfect. I wasn't. I am still growing. That was in 1983. And I am still sober, thank God. Still clean, thank God. And still walking with God. But that was a dark time. But I want to encourage people who have children that are on drugs or who are on drugs themselves, you can walk away. God can help you walk away.
Without a doubt. Oh, I love it. Now, amen. And you're completely right. And thank you for sharing that story with us. So what do you think you learned? Is that what you learned? You can walk away from the negative experience. You can think positive. Or how would you say you learned from that experience?
Well, I learned through God that I could be who he wanted me to be, not what the pressures of life would try to form me into. And there are a lot of pressures in life. We go through some hard times. I've gone through some just horrendous losses over the last 3 years. But God's walked me through it. And I think once you learn God can bring you through anything, you know, he brings you through life. You know, we would love for life to be all roses and chocolates, but it's not. But God can bring us through. And I think that's the best thing I learned from it. So when other situations come up, I don't have to turn to drinking. I don't have to turn to drugs. I can turn to God.
Yeah, God. Yeah, why don't you make God your drug?
Absolutely. People used to tell me, God's your crutch. I said, honey, he is my crutch. He is my wheelchair. You got it. He's it.
Exactly. Yep. I love it. And, you know, we will definitely have you come back on. We'll definitely have you come on the Green Screen Show, which is going to be aired on Verizon and Charter and many other situations. It's a new Green Screen Show that, well, I mean, I've been doing my Green Screen Show, but it's definitely different. And love to have you share more of your experiences of how God's helped you and everything. So I know we're doing a we've been announcing, Aretha, we've been announcing and put on Twitter and we've been talking about it all week. We have a special surprise for the listeners. We have a special giveaway. And this giveaway has to do with an iPad that Miss Aretha is donating to our show to give to you guys, the listeners. Aretha, do you want to go ahead and tell them how this contest works and how they can end up getting that iPad?
Okay. Well, first of all, you need to go on Twitter and follow Eric and I. I'm sure all of you are already following Eric, but if you're not, which Twitter would you like them to go to, Eric?
Ericzuley, and they also got to put the number sign, the hashtag EZWay, letter E, letter Z. Easy way.
Okay. And to follow me, you go to at Aretha Gray, Aretha Gray. So you follow us. You have all week to follow us. Tell your friends to follow us. And then on June 25th, watch Betty White's Off Their Rockers on NBC between 8 and 9 o'clock. And you'll need to watch the show because you're going to need to tweet out to us the answer to this question. And the question is, what did the senior prankster want to give a girl a ticket for doing to the statue?
Mm.
So I tell you, we do some strange stuff on the show. So you're going to hashtag Retha Gray, RethaGrey, and hashtag Eric Zuley, EricZuley, and answer the question, what did the senior prankster want to give the girl a ticket for doing to the statue? And then we're going to go through all of those hashtagged responses, and we're going to pick out people. We're going to give an iPad to someone. What else are we giving out, Eric?
Well, I have a couple little goodies as well. But before I talk about those, let's talk about what version is the iPad? Is it a brand new iPad? Let's talk a little bit about the quality of the iPad so they know exactly what they're getting.
It's a brand new in the box iPad. I believe it's the version 2.
There you go.
Have a camera.
It has a camera. Well, there we go. That's all we needed to know. Ding, ding, ding. All right, so hey, guys, if you want to win a brand new iPad, you got to rewind the show and listen to exactly what Retha said. You have to answer that question. Hashtag EasyWay, hashtag Retha Gray. Follow Retha Gray. Follow Eric Zuley. Follow EasyWay Broadcast. Just kind of follow the movement. Let us know that you're supporting. And answer that question. And we're going to look for the 10th tweeter. After watching the show, June 25th, 8 o'clock, we're going to be looking for the 10th tweeter that's following myself and Retha to answer this question after you watch the show. We're also going to be looking for very unique comments. And what I want you guys to do is you go to Hollywood the Easy Way. Hollywood the Easy Way. You join the group. You know, just let us know you want to be involved. You can also email us at EasyWayBroadcasting, EasyWayBroadcasting@gmail.com. And you can email your answers as well. We just want to know, and we will be giving away this iPad. We also have our sponsor, Kate Mesta Jewelry. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Kate Mesta. Kate Mesta is intertwined with, I can't say exactly what it is, but Dancing with the Stars, ABC, Disney, Paramount, it goes on and on and on. You guys go to katemesta.com. Kate Mesta is a very awesome jewelry company. They do bracelets, watches, dog tags. They're amazing. Every celebrity you can think of is wearing their stuff. They're doing the thing. So Kate Mesta is internationally known. She's a lifestyle brand focusing on unique personality. And she's a soul of individuality. Kate Mesta's pieces are hand-created in the studio in Laguna Beach. And each piece is one of a kind. So we're announcing today, you guys, on our show, a new line of vintage 60s dog tags on the show. So you have to say you're doing it the easy way. Kate is personally going to sign these pieces, and we're going to be blogging it on EasyWayBroadcasting.com, HollywoodItGuy.com, TheEasyShow.com, EricZuleyBlog.com, TheWTV.com. You will hear about it if you're following us on Facebook. Just follow EasyWay Broadcasting or myself, Eric Zuley, or Retha. Trust me, you'll hear about it. We're going to be giving away a lot of cool stuff, guys. Also, on top of that, all the Retha Gray fans, after you watch the show and you're cracking up on... I can't believe that, man, a nun. You were acting like a nun, and then you walk... These are like crazy, crazy situations. I could see you as a nun, too. I could totally see you with the little white the square on your neck there and the black outfit. And you're perfect casted nun. I love it. And you love God, so it works perfect, but... Make sure you guys watch the show. Make sure you listen to my show. Make sure you watch my show. We will be throwing out some cool things. Both myself and Retha are ready to do shout-out videos. Now, think about this, guys. We're ready to give you shout-out videos from myself and Retha shouting your name out and what you're doing it and how you're doing it the easy way. You can take that video, and you're welcome to do whatever you want with it. We will give you permission to rip it off YouTube, or I will send it to you. My team will send it to you. And you can take it, and you can promote it to all your friends, and you can show that celebrities are supporting you. The easy way is actually going to twist this around. It's not about you supporting the celebrity and trying to get the celebrity. We're going to twist that around. The celebrity's going to start supporting the fan. So just get ready, guys. It's going to be a lot of fun. Woo! A lot of fun. So, Aretha, tell me a little bit about social media. Tell me a little bit about social media and how social media has helped you as an actress.
Oh, I am the guru of my group. I really am. I'm the IT person because my friends don't social media, but I do. I am on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, and it connects you with your friends. It's really an awesome thing. It helps you networking within the entertainment community, connects you with your fans. I have met some awesome fans on my social media. It's been amazing. It also connects me with the network. So for those of you who want Betty White's Off Their Rockers to come back on the air next year, because we haven't officially been renewed, you can tweet at NBC and tell them you want us to come back. So, I mean, it's awesome. I love social media. A lot of my friends are afraid of it, but I think it's awesome.
Oh, I love it. I know it. I know it's awesome. So have you had any success stories happen with social media? Have you met any producers? Have you met anybody on social media that have actually, come to fruition for you? Any projects?
My most successful stories have been fans that I have connected with through social media, actually. I get to send out autographed pictures every once in a while, and I get to talk to them. And I guess that's my biggest success story. I follow some awesome people and that are direct. Oh, you know what is my best entertainment story? I was going up for a very big agency, and I had a meeting with them. And so I followed all of their agents the week before I had my meeting. And the day before, they tweeted out that they were having a sugar deprivation in the office, and they needed sweets. So I showed up the next morning for my meeting with 3 dozen vegan chocolate chip cookies. And when I walked in the door, the head of the agency said, "Unless you say something incredibly stupid, we're going to sign you." So I had a little inside information that got me into the agency.
Well, there you go. See, this is magic of social media. I love it. So in person, what's your most interesting, unique fan experience in person?
Band experience?
Fan, supporters, fans.
Oh, fan. I went into a restaurant in person. I went into a restaurant about a week ago, and I was standing there talking to my friend, and all of a sudden this woman just says, "Come here, come here, come here. I know who you are. I know who you are." And I, of course, walked over to her, and I don't always know what they're talking about. And she was so sweet. And we took pictures together. And matter of fact, they're up on my Facebook page. She was just so sweet. And she was so happy to meet me. And I was so happy to meet her.
I love it. I love it. And where was that, at a restaurant? Or where was that at?
That was at a restaurant.
So have you ever been blinded by the paparazzis?
Not really. They've always been very nice to me. I mean, I haven't had a real problem with paparazzi. It's better to be their friends. But then again,
yes,
I'm not
exactly
Paris Hilton or anyone like that. But yeah, it's I love all of the photographers that I know, and they've always been very nice and courteous and only put up good pictures of me. And, so I've had a great time with them. Oh, and one other fan experience that I had that was really great. My grandson, who's like 19, who does, I'm just granny. He doesn't care that I'm on TV. He doesn't care that I'm an actress. And we had gone to a play, and we're standing on the corner getting ready to cross to go back to the parking lot to the car. And this car pulls up with these two young guys, and they just start yelling out the window, we love you. We love your show. We love you. And my grandson looked at me and he said, Granny, they're talking to you. I said, I know. And he was, all of a sudden, I got some street cred with my grandson.
So I want you to do something for me, Aretha. I want you to think about Easy Way Prank. And I want to blog that. What do you think?
An Easy Way Prank.
Yeah, a prank the easy way. I want you to think of a prank that you're going to do. And if you want to put it on the show, go for it. Talk to NBC. But I want you to think of a special prank the easy way.
I'll have to think about that.
I'm not saying you have to do it now. I'm just saying, you know, think about that and see if it's something for the fans to wait for and expect. But hey, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you. I'm glad that we're friends. We appreciate Chili Mo for introducing you. I hope you enjoyed being on the show. And
absolutely.
And
I'm nominated for an EOT. I can never get it straight. Entrepreneurs on the Move, EOTM Award. So I really look forward to seeing you there too.
Oh, definitely. And I'm actually going to be co-hosting that, as you know. And I will be giving you a great shout out on the stage there. And and the EOTM Awards is going to be awesome, guys. It's going to be one of the hottest new awards recognizing entrepreneurs. A lot of fun. So I'm trying to find a special commercial here, and it's not working. I'm trying to play something to sound cool, and the transition is... Oh, there it is. Okay, now I can do my cool transition. So I'll be co-hosting that, and congratulations on your nomination. And also, too, guys, you know what? I think, Carla, if you're listening, we need to nominate the show. We got Betty White nominated. We got Aretha Gray nominated, but we need to nominate the show itself. Betty White's off their rockers. Do it the easy way. Nominate the show. What do you guys think? Post your comments. Watch this. Let's get the show nominated. What do you think, Aretha?
I think that's awesome. It's an awesome show. It really is. It brings young people and old people together. One of my favorite stories about the show. Do we have time for me to tell it real quick?
Oh, please. Please do.
We were shooting one day, and this lady comes up to me, and she's saying, oh, I love the show, and I watch the show every week with my six-year-old daughter, and she just loves the scene where you guys were throwing money at the guy that was dancing around the pole. She just thinks that was so funny. And now she wants me to throw money at her while she dances around the living room. And I thought, what are we raising here?
You know what we need to do, Aretha? We need to do a prank on Carla from the EOTM Awards, but we can't tell her.
I love pranking people on the red carpet.
Yeah, I think we need to set up a prank for the EOTM Awards.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, so we're gonna talk. All right, so this has been a blast. I've had a blast. I'm gonna go ahead and play a quick little endorsement commercial that we play, and if you want to add to it at the end of it, we'd definitely appreciate it. Is there anything you want to shout out? Any fans? Anything you want to promote before we play this commercial?
I just love all our fans for Betty White's Off the Rockers, and I love all of you that love all of us. And thank you, Eric. You're great.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed the show, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way. Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, ERICZULEY, Eric Zuley. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
All right, guys, we're doing it the easy way, and we're back. We're doing it the yes, and we have Aretha. Aretha, are you doing it the easy way?
I'm doing it the easy way.
So can you do me a favor, sweetie, and say, hey, I'm Aretha Gray from NBC's Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Okay, you ready?
We are.
Hi, I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers on NBC TV, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Thank you so much, Aretha. We really appreciate you. We had a blast, and definitely enjoyed having you on the show. Can't wait to bring you on my green screen show. We love you, girl. You know, make sure you guys that you vote for her for the EOTM Awards. Make sure that you watch the show. Coming up June 25th, 8 o'clock, Betty White's Off Their Rockers. She'll be the one holding the giant wine glass about as big as her body. we had a great pleasure having you on.
I love being on. Love to come on anytime, and I look forward to being on the green screen show.
All right. All right, guys, so that is Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, NBC. Make sure you check it out. Make sure you enter the contest. You heard it. Rewind the show if you don't know all the details. So when we come back, we're going to play a quick commercial break here, quick music, you know, do our thing. When we come back, we are going to have Michael Precise, who is a social media guru, and he's going to be telling you all the secrets of social media. It's a new segment called SOS, Secrets of Social Media. I throw a little bit of that success in there. Will it be right back.
Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zuley's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zuley. EZ connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
All right, guys. Are you ready? This is SOS, baby. SOS the easy way. First segment of the show. We're glad to have him. Mr. Michael Precise, what's going on?
What's up, everybody? What's going on with you?
We are waiting to hear what's the secrets of success and the secrets of social media, brother. Talk to us.
I'm gonna give you a recap real quick. You know what I'm saying? Secrets of social media with Mike Precise, owner of Raw Feed Entertainment, doing it the easy way, of course, on Blog Talk Radio, powered by WTV Networks. And today's secret of social media is a new platform that's only been out probably for about 5 months. And it's called NAMZ, NAYMZ. And what NAMZ does, it allows you to connect with a high reputation and internet presence throughout the network of web results that come through the SEO search and the Google, Bing, and Yahoo, and it actually gives you a reputation that actually directors and producers and actors can actually see if you really are a social marketer or a social marketer of your brand through the platforms that I provide through Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. But not only that, you can also connect LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter at the same time. So when you tweet something, it tweets out on all three platforms, saving you the time from having to log into every single platform. It just handles it for you right there in one tweet.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's awesome. My rep right now, a social, as a social media advisor and also a social media marketer, my reputation right now is at a 68, which is it only goes up to 100, so 68 is way above right there, meeting in the middle, so I'm very happy about that. And so it's all great. And next week, you know what I'm saying, I got something I want to tell your fans. Tune in next week. If you want to know how to tweet and retweet on automation for free, so you don't have to sit there and tweet by hand every single time, I'll tell you how to do that in the next show.
I love it. So make sure you guys stay tuned. And how do they follow you, Mike? They go to NP underscore Mike, M-I-K-E?
Yes. NP as in nice and precise, NP underscore Mike at Twitter. Follow me up, you know what I'm saying? Anything on social media, let me know. And like I said, man, it's Mike Precise, Rafi Entertainment, Spin Rich Records, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Make sure you guys check out Eric Zulli's blog and check out the post that we have on Mr. Michael Precise. He's doing a bunch of things. He's also a contributor to the Viacom situation with MTV, BET, you know, tons of great stuff. So make sure that you guys tune in every week. You're going to hear some great secrets of success, secrets of social media, every week on Easy Talk. And also, guys, we want to throw a big shout-out to our team, because it's all about your team. You know, without the team, you know, I don't know how well you're really going to do. So we have a great team here at WTV Networks, Easy Way Broadcasting, the Easy Show, Hollywood It Guy, the whole system. We want to shout-out our man, Mr. Tracy Walker. Shout-out Carla for introducing us to Tracy Walker. Tracy Walker, make sure you go to his Facebook, facebook.com, Video Makers World. And his website is Tracy, TracyBWalker.com. He's doing it the easy way. And he just got done producing and covering a really cool segment for my girl, a real, real good friend of mine, Vicky Lizzie. Used to date Jeff Conaway from Taxi and Grease 2. She's an artist. She was on Celebrity Rehab. She's done a ton of stuff. She's a beautiful model. They just did a great event for Kuba Ka. Hope I'm saying that right. Kuba Ka. And he's an artist. Great red carpet. We just covered, just make sure you guys check it out. I'll be on WTV here real soon. So he's an amazing video person. He's on our team, one of our producers, segment producers. So make sure you check out the segment. We appreciate him. We appreciate everybody, man. Rock This Magazine, Fan TV, EOTM. I mean, if I'm forgetting anybody, all of our sponsors, everything's on all the sites. So we appreciate everybody. This has been Easy Way Radio, Easy Way Productions, Easy Way Entertainment. This has been an Easy Way Production. Oh, I like how that sounds. This has been an Easy Way Production. Thank you for listening. No, Blog Talk Radio, we appreciate them. The Easy Talk Show every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments, tweet me, man. Tweet me. I'm here, and I will follow you back, and I will retweet you to my 350,000-plus-something fans and followers on Twitter. I will retweet your tweets. I will support you. So follow me at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter and WTV Networks with an S on Twitter. We're making it happen. I got some really cool stuff coming up for you guys. Actually, it's an event that was amazing. It was actually hosted, and Snoop Dogg was the man there, Snoop Lion, and the UK artist Luigiano from X Factor was there. Steve LaBelle was in the house. I walked the carpet. It was a lot of fun. So stay tuned for that episode. Stay tuned for a really crazy lacrosse game with Larry Namer, the co-founder of E! Entertainment's son, Johnny Vegas. A lot of cool stuff, man. We got a lot of stuff coming out, guys. So tell your friends about the show. You know, tell your friends about what you heard. If you have any questions, you can always email us at easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. We really like you guys. Love you. Not like you guys. We really love you guys. We really love all the support you do. And so before I end the show, I want to make sure I tell you guys about tomorrow. Shane Sparks is killing it, man. Planet Dance. Do not miss Planet Dance. 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time tomorrow. Planet Dance. A lot of secrets of dancing and insides of all the dancing world. You can't get this anywhere else but Easy Way Broadcasting. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Maurice Egger, former NBA star, does sports and music with Mo Egger. He has sports stars all the time. He has just tons of great stuff as far as sports and music goes, entertainment stories. And then Jackie's Vita Loca Thursdays at 3 o'clock. It's a comedy show. She was a former Miss Miami contestant, winner, I believe. It just keeps getting better and better. If you guys want to be on the show, you want to be involved in the movement, you want to be a host, you want to get involved, you want to get involved in Step to the Mic, which is Aaron on television, we are opening opportunities. We are going to be posting this stuff. So just follow on Facebook and Twitter. You'll know about it. Step to the Mic is airing in July. Guys, we're looking for talents. We're looking, if you have talents, we're looking for you. Pop music, R&B, hip-hop, country, all of it. Step to the Mic is the new American Idol. You heard me say that. It's the new American Idol for people that can't get to American Idol. Step to the Mic is a hot, hot show. All that talent, remember it. Tell your friends about it. Submit for it. We are going to be doing it this way, guys. Internationally, if you have a talent, submit your video. I don't care if you don't have money. Submit your video and put an a cappella. Show your talent. Do some dancing. Put a video together. Send it to us. EasyWayBroadcasting@gmail.com. StepToTheMic.com. We want to check it out. I may put you on my show. We want to check your talent out. Shout-outs to everybody that supports us, man. I'm loving it. We're having a blast. So I'm going to pop on some music, guys, let you enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed the show. And tune in tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tune in next week. Oh, man, do I got some guests. So we're doing it the easy way, guys. I hope you are, too. Follow the group, HollywoodTheEasyWay.com. I'm Eric Zulli, and I'll catch you at the celebrity basketball game on the 23rd, or maybe the BET Toast with Ernie Singleton, or maybe BET Awards. If you're there, come holler at me. I take pictures, and I just love my fans, love the supporters. It's Easy Talk, guys. We only do it on Easy Way Broadcast and Blog Talk Radio. KNRN Radio, going to be syndicating some of our shows. We appreciate them. Rock This Magazine, make sure you check me out on Rock This Magazine in July. I'm doing the cover. The whole magazine's about around the whole Easy Way brand. We got people like the co-founder of E! Entertainment, Ernie Singleton, the Power Rangers, tons of people that are going to be supporting the movement, major producers, motivational speakers, bankers, business people. It is something you want to read. Trust me. So we'll catch you guys next week. Love you guys. And shout-outs to Price Crown, my Ed McMahon, for putting all these wonderful intros and shout-outs and that wonderful intro of Aretha Gray. And make sure you check out her show. And I'm out for real this time. Easy Way, guys. It's Easy Talk on Blog Talk Radio, powered by WTV Networks, only on Easy Way Broadcasting.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zulli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zulli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening. Something like that.
It's not the first time you've shown up to fight with me. Four in the morning. You're brave when you're drinking, so say what you came here to say.
Never had a warning that you keep it all inside, yeah. I don't wanna make you hide anything. Tell me that I'm wrong if I am. I know we can't agree on everything. I open my door to see both of your hands up. If there's no tough love to keep us in touch, will you be mine to get bored of? Then I had a dream about it. What I wanna live without ugly days. If you're always on my side, then what happens when the ride is over, babe?